Joining us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Her team came up with a huge win last night against the Delta Panthers on the hardwood. Mary Dunn, coach of the Warriors. Mary, I appreciate you working us in this morning between winning a game last night and meetings and everything. Thanks for coming on this morning for a few minutes.
Well, thank you for asking. Really appreciate talking with you guys.
Well, a big win for your team because look, Delta, they beat Fruit of Monmouth earlier this season. They have a, you know, Kyle Crowder has a really, really good basketball team, one of the best teams right now in 3A. And so when you get a win against a really good Panthers team that's got some size as well, 69-67 last night in double overtime, it shows that your team's playing some really good basketball right now at the right time of the season.
Delta's really good. They got, you know, a three-headed monster there with Porter and then Coops and then Alexia. And, they're a good ball team. And I don't know, my girls, they played well. And we just, you know, we kind of let a good lead slide with some defensive mishaps. But their tenacity and just getting it done, you know, going into overtime, controlling the ball, trying to get last shot, doing it again second overtime. My girls just had this tenacious attitude last night with wanting to just come out with a W.
Mary Dunn, coach of the Central Girls basketball team with us. And I know that, look, we'll talk about Leah Redding in a moment. She had a sensational game. But you give your team the entire credit for getting that win last night. It was a total team effort against a really good Panther basketball team.
Oh, yeah. There's no way that game gets won by it. There's not, you know, Delta's too good. There's not one kid that can beat them. We had, you know, very rounded scoring. Everyone, Maya with 9, Alex Wagner with 12. But the defensive effort, you know, the total defensive effort in getting back, Alexia and Coots, they'll run, and they run on everybody and getting back and keeping them contained around the basket and doing their best there, especially being outsized, you know. And Sasha, we knew Sasha would be in foul trouble because she's our biggest post, and we knew that she was going to have to take a lot of the heavy lifting. And she did it. She did to the best of her ability, but had a lot of people to back her up. You know, Bailey, Ritterbush coming off the bench, and Liana Bryant, who did their part, just doing their best on defense. So, yeah, it was a complete team effort.
Well, and you mentioned Alexa Huff, who's been outstanding this season. You guys kind of held her in check a little bit with just a 12-point game, where Keely Porter had the big game with 21, but that kind of speaks to the job your team did defensively, because Huff is never an easy player to slow down.
No, she's not. I would recruit that kid. She goes. If I was a college coach, she runs the ball well. She gets off the floor. She's athletic, and she's, you know, 4 more years and developing, and she could be a really good kid. You know, just athletic and just a go getter and a good body frame to go with it, strong. Alex kind of, Wagner pulled the short straw on her last night, and she did a heck of a job. She really just, she matched her speed and got up the court with her, and I think that was the biggest one. And then she just, didn't give her any extra points on the free throw line. She just kind of tried to lock her down underneath the basket and do her best, and if she scored, she scored, and if she didn't, you know, turned around, got the rebound.
Central girls coach Mary Doan with us. The Central girls beating Delta last night in double overtime, 69-67. Leah Redding, 37 points, career high for Leah in that regard. Mary, do you know that? Okay, 37 points, just a sensational performance from the reigning Southwestern League Player of the Year.
Yeah, she was. Clutch too with her free throws. You know, she. Big moments, you know, they say big players and big moments, and, you know, fourth quarter and overtimes, she won the ball in her hands, and she was willing to take the shots, and, you know, she got the fouls, and it's sometimes can be a lonely spot sitting there on the free throw line, and she owned it.
Well, as we get down to it here, you're eighth right now in the 4A RPI, so in a good spot, and And, of course, you got Coleridge coming up on Thursday, and then Durango to wrap up the regular season. But right now your team in a really good spot for the postseason.
Yeah, we just got to finish. I mean, we got to keep playing strong, you know. I mean, Coleridge is good, and Durango is good, and it doesn't get any easier, you know. So we just got to keep our heads and stay focused and keep bringing our energy and, you know, keep playing hard.
All right, Mary. Congrats.